Welcome to the Full of Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 6:25 in Greenwich Mean Time. This is on January 8th. Well, this has been really quite an interesting day here in the markets. Just looking at stock markets to start off with, Japan is closed because of the naming day holiday. The Hang Seng was down about 181 points, which is about just a little bit less than 1%. And because we've had that fantastic move in the Chinese markets over the holiday period, a time for consolidation is definitely in hand here, and I think it would really need a move above the highs and consolidation above the highs to offset potential for some further ranging. But the China market at the moment is really very, very hot, and when you look at those A shares, they're steady in here as well today. And it is it's still very much a market that people are looking at. So I don't think this is a reversal. I think it's really looking much more like a time for a bit of a consolidation or taking a breath after such an impressive move over the last 3 or 4 weeks. Now the commodity markets in particular here are getting hit, and you had Brazil down nearly, or sorry, just over 4% on Friday. It's up 122 points in here, but it's a 42,000 point index, so 122 points really isn't very much. It's less than 0.3 of 1%. So definitely not a countermanding dynamic. That was an awesome weekly key reversal that we saw last week. So that's almost certainly capped it, at least in the short term, probably in the medium term. And we are seeing some follow through here in some of the metals. But I'll talk about that in a second. Looking at the European markets, you see the FTSE's down 25 points, which is less than 0.5%. The CAC and the DAX are pretty steady. I think it's generally you could say that it's a steady day all in all. Same in the US. The Dow is down 17. The S&P's down nearly 2 points, and the Nasdaq is pretty much unchanged on the day. And with the type of action that we're seeing at the moment, it does really look more like, okay, perhaps we are entering a more reactive phase, but it doesn't look like any major reaction right now. And it particularly when you look at indices like the IBEX in Spain, it looks very much like a consolidation. The S&P does have that sort of rounding characteristic, and of the three main US indices, that one probably looks the weakest. But this reaction isn't any bigger than we saw in November or in October, and there haven't been anything in the way of downward dynamics yet, so it's certainly not a time to panic. Looking at the Nasdaq 100, you can take some confidence from that because it had that upward dynamic on Thursday, closed well off the lows on Friday, and even though it's unchanged today, it's well off those lows from the earlier trading. I think that's probably been helped by the oil price. When I came in this morning, I saw that oil was up about 50 cents, and through the course of the day, it was up more than a dollar. And David and I were looking at that earlier on today, and we said, "Gosh, that's a good rally from a fairly predictable level around $55." But we both, almost at the same time, put in the caveat that it would have to hold it. And in fact, it hasn't held it. It's down 63 cents, 65 cents as I speak. That's 55.69. So that's a bit disappointing. And while $65 is a psychological level, it really does need to put in an upward dynamic to offset the potential that level might actually get retested and indeed broken. The bears are definitely in charge at the moment. But we're still a couple of hours, well, actually, I think it's about half an hour, 45 minutes away from the close in here today. And this market does tend to be volatile. But that's not particularly encouraging for the oil price to see that it's down that much in here today. Natural gas is starting to look a little bit more positive. It's at 639.3. Or 639.3 right now. That's up 20 cents, and it is looking like that $6 level is a bit of a floor in here. Now gold is pretty steady in here. before when I started recording the audio, it was flat in the day. It's currently up 73 cents. It's 6.08. So $600 is looking like an area of support, but 650 is a bit of a psychological level on the upside. This is looking very much like a pattern where it's more than likely going to go sideways. And if you read the comment of the day, you'll see, I think last week David put in a number of levels which you would have to surmount to re-establish or reaffirm that uptrend in the various different currencies. I think those are in the highlights report I sent out today. I can't remember which day that was. Silver has also been quite volatile. It was down as low as 1209 in here today, but it's up to 1239 right now, up 16 cents on the day. So that's a bit more positive. But looking at the industrial metals, copper is down 75 cents right now. It was up a little bit earlier on, but it hasn't been able to hold it. Whereas nickel is down 1,650 points at 31,450. Zinc is really being aggressively sold. It's down 180 points. That's 3,730. And lead is down 65. So you are getting a bit of weakness coming right across, or contagion coming into these industrial metals, with copper having led the way on that break just before Christmas of the $300 level. This is certainly a more corrective phase, and we would need to see upward dynamics. We do know that there's that big short position in copper. People may be jumping on the bandwagon by selling some of these other industrial metals, but personally, I would I've loved to have I should have shorted it back up at $300. I think really it's a bit late to do anything like that now. Personally, I'm looking at the markets and I'm thinking, gosh, this is really quite a risky period. I'm not really inclined to buy into any of the stock markets, the ones that I was trading before Christmas. The Hang Seng and the Nikkei are looking a bit more risky now. And I'm looking at the precious metals, and I really think that I'd like to see an upward dynamic before I go into any of those. The industrial metals, I think I'm going to stay clear of. So it, I'm thinking myself for my own personal trading that I'm going to sit still for a while and just wait and see what happens, because it is just a little bit too risky for me right now. Now, looking at the currencies, the dollar is a little bit weaker in here today, particularly against the pound. It's at 193.79. That's up just under 1 cent. But against the euro, it's relatively unchanged, and against the Swiss franc, pretty much the same story. But with that very impressive move we saw on the dollar index last week, it really would need to see a significant downward dynamic to countermand any of this action, and we haven't seen anything like that just yet. But that's pretty much it from me. And thank you very much for your time.